Shishi Zeh Sefer Toldos Adam. This is the account of the generations of Adam. B'yom bara Elokim Adam. On the day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Adam. On the day that Hashem created Adam, Adam had toldos. He had children. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Adam on the sixth day of creation, and on that day, Adam had Kain and Hevel. B'tmus Elokim Osa Osoi. In the likeness of Hashem, He made him. Zachar u'nekeva b'ra'am, He created them, male and female. Vayivarech oisam, and He blessed them. Vayikra eshemam Adam, He called their names Adam. B'yayim hibaram, on the day they were created. Vayichi Adam shloshim u'ma'ash shana, and Adam lived 130 years. Vayolid b'dmusay k'tzalmai, and He begot in His likeness, in His image, a child. Vayikra eshemai sheis, and He called His name sheis. From this pasuk, it is mashma that Adam named this son Shesh, as opposed to in pasuk Chafhei, where it says Vatikra Eshemai Shesh, that Chava named this child Shesh. The Rokeach explains that really Chava named him first by the name of Shesh. Pasuk Gimel over here is saying that Adam also agreed that he should be called Shesh. Va'ayin Oid, furthermore, concerning this diak in the Malbim and in the Moshav Zakenim. Vayu Yumei Adam Achari Hoy Lidoyes Shesh, and the days of Adam after he gave birth to Shesh. Shemoy Namei Eshana, 800 years. Vayurled Banu Buvonois, and he had sons and daughters. Vayu Kol Yumei Adam Ashachai, and all the days of Adam that he lived were Tisha Meo Shana, Ushloshim Shana, 930 years. Vayomois, and he died. In all the generations from Adam till Noach, the pasuk divides the years of each one's life into three segments: the years before he had any children, the years after he had children, and the total amount of years. For example, by Adam in pasuk Gimel, 130 years before he had Shesh, another 800 after he had Shesh, for a total of 900 years. The Meshech Chochma is medayik why the pasuk by Adam says the amount of years in pasuk Hei differently than by all the other generations. By Adam it says Tisha Me'o Shana U'Shloshim Shana, 930. It says the 900 first, and then it says the 30, as opposed to all the other generations where it says the lower number first. For example, if you look at pasuk Ches by Shesh, it says he lived 912 years. So it says Shetem Esrei Shana U'Tisha Me'o Shana, 12 plus 90. It does not say it like it says it by Adam, 900 and then 12, but rather 12 and then 900. Ayin Sham, the Meshech Chochma, what he answers. Another diak in this pasuk, in pasuk Hei, is that it says, Vayu kol yimei Adam asher chai. Why does it stress, and why is it necessary to say asher chai, that he lived? Obviously, the 930 years were the years that he lived. And the Vilna Gaon and the Ma'aril Diskin both say a similar teretz, because Adam HaRishon was really supposed to live 1,000 years. He just gave up 70 years of his life to David HaMelech. Therefore, the pasuk is saying, the years of Adam Asher Chai that he lived was 930, but in essence, he was really supposed to live 1,000 years. We see this also concerning Avram. In Perik Chafhei, Pasuk Zayin, in Parshas Chayesara, the Pasuk says, Ve'ele Yimei Shnei Chayei Avram Asher Choy. These are the years of Avram that he lived, 175 years. Why does it say over there Asher Chay? And we can answer with the same teretz, because Avram was really supposed to live 180 years, just like Yitzhak lived 180 years. Just HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not want Avram to see Esav Yoytzei L'Tarbisro, go in the bad direction and starting to do averus. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mekatzer. He shortened Avram's life by 5 years, and he only lived 175. That is why the pasuk says Asher Chai. He lived 175 years, but he should have lived 180. And the pasuk continues, Vayechi Sheis Chameish Shana Muma'ash Shana. Sheis lived 105 years. Vayoled Es Enosh, and he gave birth to Enosh. Vayechi Sheis Achari Holide Es Enosh. After he had Enosh, he lived Sheva Shana U'Shmoyne Me'ash Shana. He lived 807 years. Vayolid banim uvanois, and he had sons and daughters. Vayu kol yumei sheis, and the total amount of years of sheis were 912 years. Vayomais, and sheis died. Vayichi enosh tishim shana. Enosh lived 90 years. Vayolid es Kenon, and he had a son called Kenon. Vayichi enosh acharei hoylido es Kenon chamesh esrei shana ushmona mei shana. He lived another 815 years after he had Canaan, Vayolid banim uvanois, and he had sons and daughters. Vayu kol yimei Enosh, and all the days, all the years of Enosh were chamei shanim u'sishamei shana, 905 years. Vayomais, and Enosh died. Vayichi Canaan shivim shana, and Canaan lived 70 years. Vayolid es Mahalalel, and he had Mahalalel. Vayichi Canaan achari halid es Mahalalel, and Canaan lived after he gave birth to Mahalalel, Arbam Shana Ushmoine Mea Shana, 840 years. Vayoled Bonim Uvanois, and he had sons and daughters. Vayu Kol Yume Kenon, and all the days of Kenon were Eser Shanim Usisha Mea Shana, 910 years. Vayomois, and Kenon died. Vayechi Mahalalel Chome Shana Vishishim Shana, and Mahalalel lived 65 years. Vayoled Es Yored, and he had a son called Yared. Vayechi Mahalalel Achrei Hoylides Yared, and Mahalalel lived after he gave birth to Yared, Shloishim Shana Ushmoneh Me'ah Shana, 830 years. Vayeled Banim Uvanois, and he had sons and daughters. Vayu Kol Yumei Mahalalel, and the total amount of years of Mahalalel were Chomesh V'sishim Shana Ushmoneh Me'ah Shana, 895 years. Vayomois, and he died. Vayechi Yared Shtayim V'shishim Shana Uma'ah Shana, and Yared lived 162 years. Vayoled Es Chanoich, and he had a son who was called Chanoich. Vayechi Yared Acharei Helides Chanoich, and Yared lived after he had Chanoich Shemoina Me'ah Shana, 800 years. Vayoled Banim Uvanois, and he had sons and daughters. Vayiu Kol Yumei Yared, and all the years of Yared were Shtayim V'shishim Shana U'sisha Me'ah Shana, 962 years. Vayomois, and Yared died. Vayechi Chanoich Chomesh V'shishim Shana, and Chanoich lived 65 years. Vayolid Es Misushelach, and he had a son called Misushelach. Vayishalech Chanoich Es Olekim, and Chanoich went with Hashem Acharei Hoylidoi Es Misushelach, after he had a son called Misushelach, Shlois Me'ah Shana, for 300 years. Vayolid Banim Uvanois, and he had sons and daughters. Vayehi Kol Yimei Chanoich, and all the days of Chanoich were Chomesh V'shishim Shana U'shloish Me'ah Shana, 365 years. Vayishalech Chanoich Es Olekim, and Chanoich went with Hashem Ve'einenu, and he was not on the earth for a long time. He only lived 365 years. Why? Ki lokach oiso elekim, Hashem took him before his time, because Hashem saw that he was a tzaddik now. But it will be very easy for him to turn to the ways of Averis and be Marshia and to become a Rasha. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu caused him to die early, and he only lived 365 years. And that is why Zok de Vilna Gaon, it says Vayihi kol yumei chanoich in pasuk chaf gimel. It does not say like it says by the other ones Vayiyu. The reason why it says Vayihi is lashon yachid, because his years were shortened. He was supposed to live much longer. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took him away before his time.